than pushing trick or treating. And I don't think that has a hope of catching on in New Zealand now, if it ever did, but it certainly doesn't now. And I think if anything, the party route will be the way people will go, because it's, well, there's a whole, all sorts of advantages to that, but I won't go there. Now, I am not a fan of Halloween, or as Big Fatty likes to call it, gay crimma, because the main reason is that I feel very self-conscious about dressing in costume and all that. And so I can't go for that. But there's so much rampant commercialism these days that I kind of resent another one where retailers are trying to get money out of us for something or other. And I mean, I don't know why I picked this one in particular to dig my heels in, because I could do that about Easter. I could do that about any number of other things where they try to get us to spend money. But I don't know. There's just something. Maybe it's because I haven't related to Halloween since I was a kid.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I haven't related to Big Fatty since I was a kid.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2284 of the BFO for Monday the 31st of October 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to talk a little bit about the Halloween-y Big Fatty, you mean gay grandma. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, hallows, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your gay grandma is going well. Y'all, it's Halloween-y. And y'all, that means that you know the most important part of Halloween-y. Yes, Big Fatty. November the 1st is half price Halloween-y candy day. Correct. So, y'all, can you believe it? Can you believe it? In just 2 months, it will be New Year's Eve. Big Fatty, what are you doing? New Year's Eve. I don't know. But Veda asked me that question the other day. Big Fatty, perhaps he's going to have a hootenanny. Could be. Today, the 31st of October, All Hallows Eve. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it's a very important celebration. And I see you rescued out. Big Fatty, can you wake up and tell us? I'll try. Y'all, it is a dedicated listener to many of the Pride 48 little shows. Big Fatty, we heard him say that last week. It's true, we did. He said it louder than anyone. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is none other than that Whitman Tinker. Big Fatty, I hope he'll sleep better than a Tinker's dam. I'm sure he probably will. Well, I don't know, on New Year's Eve. Big Fatty, on Halloween-y. Well, New Year's Eve, Halloween, well, it's probably... the Halloween-y is probably like New Year's Eve for Whitman Tinker. And Big Fatty, can you imagine how scary it was for him to be born on Halloween-y? Oh, Big Fatty, that scares me just to think of. I don't know about that yet, but Y'all, before we wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, just remember, if Big Fatty doesn't know about your celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you gotta tell me. Because y'all, I believe it or not, I am not a mind reader. No, Big Fatty, no, even after some witch's brew. No, especially after witch's brew. But anyway, y'all, just send me an e-letter and let me know. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, back to the matter at hand. Y'all, if you see that Whitman Tinker on the 20 or the face space, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that all his tricks are treats and that they all bring pumpkin-looking cake. Not pumpkin tasting, but pumpkin flavor is vulgar. It's just vulgar.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's
Hi.
Jimmy Bear. So a man was walking home late one night when he hears a bump, bump, bump behind him. Walking faster, he looks back and makes out the image of an upright coffin banging its way down the middle of the street towards him. Bump, bump, bump. Terrified, the man begins to run towards his home, the coffin bouncing quickly behind him. Faster, faster. Bump, bump, bump. He runs up to his door, fumbles with his keys, opens the door, rushes in, slams and locks the door behind him. However, the coffin crashes through the door, with the lid of the coffin clapping, clappity-bump, 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 on the heels of the terrified man. Rushing upstairs to the bathroom, the man locks himself in. His heart is pounding, his head is reeling, his breath is coming in sobbing gasps. With a loud crash, the coffin breaks down the door, bumping and clapping towards him. The man screams and reaches for something, anything, but all he can find is a box of cough drops. Desperate, he throws the cough drops at the coffin, and of course, the coffin stops. Happy Halloween!
Big Fatty, that's a good one. Big Fatty, I'm surprised Digger, since he was involved in the industry of death, didn't send us some of his jokes. I'm sure he's got many in his repertoire. But Big Fatty, except he was out there in Walnut Hills, and that's horrifying enough. He was probably scared, had his wits scared out of him. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the Halloween-y kerfuffle. It's always lovely to hear from you. Yeah, y'all, I was going to play that on for but since that one was a Halloween-y kerfuffle, I decided to hold it off until today. Yes, Big Fatty!
Make a wish!
Now, y'all, I've been holding on to my Halloweeny cards so that I could open them on for the Halloweeny little show. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, we're going to do that right now. Y'all, the first one that came in was from the Robs. And, yes, Big Fatty. And, ooh, That's still some of that lemon chicken soup. Big Fatty, how old is that stuff? Well, it doesn't matter because I'm still eating it. Big Fatty, you're no wonder you're belching. Y'all, you open it up on the inside. y'all, it is a picture. It is a picture of Dracula and Frankenstein and that woman that has the big old tall hair with the lightning bolt in it. And y'all, they're sitting on a couch, and it says, "Ew, was that you? No, was it you?" And y'all, that it says, "Turns out the Invisible Man was quite the prankster." And y'all, the Invisible Man has just walked beside them and gone, that's vulgar. He just tooted, and it says, I hope your Halloweeny is a blast. Big Freddy, we hope you have a spooktacular Halloween. Love ya, Robin Rob. Well, Robin Rob, thank you so much for the can. It's lovely to have you think of Big Freddy on Gay Crema. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, our next one is from Princess Hannah, and y'all, it's in a green envelope. Big Freddy, that's not Halloweeny. Well, it's kind of Halloweeny greeny. Big Freddy, Halloweeny greeny. Whatever the hell that means. Okay, and anyway, Princess Hannah, thank you. And I know it's a gay crema card because she's written on the front of it a gay crema card. Okay. y'all, we're going to open it up. Big Freddy, it's taped up like the skull did it. I know. And y'all, you open it up. And Big Freddy, it's got glitter on it. And y'all, Big Freddy, it's got kitties. It's a couple of kitties on the front of it and a pumpkin. A pumpkin that says boo. It says boo. Y'all, you open it up, and it says, nothing brightens up my Halloweeny like thoughts of you, Big Freddy. And it says, and a glitter card with not one, but two kitties. Love, always, Princess Hannah and the boy genius, Big Freddy, that's love, I want to change the Halloween. Okay, y'all go over there and look at the kitties over there. Princess Hannah and boy genius, thank you so much for the kite. Yeah, by the way, y'all, I just realized that I never posted a picture of the toque that Moose P sent to me, nor did I post a picture of the postcard from New York City that Rob One sent me. So I'll put them in the picture also. Y'all, our next card, y'all, is from that Gus Chad. Big Freddy, how do you know that? Because it's painted on the front. Oh, okay. y'all, it's Casper. It's Casper the Friendly Ghost on the front. And y'all, it's a black envelope. Big Freddy, that's Halloweeny. And y'all, you open it up and, oh, Big Freddy, look! Y'all, it is that Skeletor, and it says be a Freya. I don't know what that means. Be afraid, Big Freddy, be afraid. And then it shows a tombstone that says, be afraid. And then the other tombstone says, Donald Trump, 1946 to 2016. Be ready. Y'all, there's a puppy dog on there. And y'all, you open it up, and Big Freddy, it looks like it's got glitter on it too. It does, doesn't it? And it says, Happy Halloween. Do you have any regrets, Big Freddy? Gus Chad, Big Freddy. Well, I don't. I'm thinking, do I have any regrets? No, I don't. I don't know. I regret that I've never met you, Gus Chad. Big Freddy, that's a good one. Suck it up, but it's a good one nonetheless. And y'all, our final card that we've got here is from that Moose P. Ah, Big Freddy, Moose P never forgets a special holiday. And y'all, we're going to open it up. And in here, there's a picture. Is that a picture of that woman again with the lightning bolt hair and Frankenstein? Frankenstein, and it, like, maybe that's the Bride of Frankenstein. Yes, Big Betty. And it says, for you, honey. And she's holding a little box with somebody's head in it. It says, on Halloween, Frankie's bride gives him a little head. Big Betty, that is fuck. Big Betty, Dick a connect, use that one on his on his routine. And you open it up and it says a happy Halloweeny, and it says moose, and moose, thank you, so, moose, thank you so much for that vulgar, that just vulgar card. And but anyway, y'all, thank you all so much for the special cards. And all, and you know, like I said, look for a picture. Look for a picture of all of this at noon p.m. Today over there at the BFO. Yes, Big Betty. Now, y'all, I usually tell you about the weekend on the Monday Little Show, but y'all, since it is Gay Crema and Halloweeny, I thought I'll just hold off and do that tomorrow. Yeah, I said, y'all, I thought that I'd tell some Memory Lane, Halloweeny Memory Lane stories. I've probably told them before, but man, you don't remember shit. Why should you start now? First of all, there's going to be the show art for today's little show is Big Fatty as a young child dressed up. Y'all, I think I was some sort of teddy bear or something. Costume, but it used to be when I was growing up, y'all, your parents didn't walk around with you going trick-or-treating. Y'all, you'd get with your friends and you would just go and go and go and go for hours, just for hours, all around the neighborhood, and you'd come back with so much shit. But nowadays, it's just a different world we live in, and that's too bad. But I can remember, y'all, Big Fatty would throw little Halloweeny parties for friends in the neighborhood. Big Fatty, that wasn't a clue to anyone about you. I don't know, but we always had a good time, and you know, people would dress up and everything. We had a good time. I can remember one year, Big Fatty wanted nothing more. Y'all, I wanted to be Flipper. Flipper. Big Fatty, that fish. Yeah, that fish. And y'all, there was a Flipper costume, and y'all, it had, y'all, you know, you used to get the plastic mask that had the cord on it, and y'all, they'd cut into you, and Big Fatty, I'm glad there's no picture of that. Oh dear gussie, Big Fatty, when does the time go? I don't know, but it's the end of October. Big Fatty, when does the time go? I don't know. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Halloweeny. Big Fatty will be sitting on the front porch of the villa handing out the candies. And y'all, we had so many kids here last year. Y'all, I've upped my candy count. I think I about doubled it. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Arthur from from down there in the future, the Amerinds. And Arthur, what is one of the things that you most remember about Halloween?
I haven't related to Big Fatty since I was a kid.
Big Fatty, I think he'd rather be Flipper than you for Halloweeny, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.